FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
SEP's management has come under fire in Parliament over its vetting procedures.
Do these people belong on this committee? Anything that they've signed off can be questioned. Any decision that they've ever taken can be overturned on the simple basis that they don't have the valid security clearance to be in the position to be operating there.
The Police Portfolio Committee has questioned why some serving officers have not completed the necessary processes. During a meeting yesterday, MP Faithal Adams raised concerns about the credibility of police officers while addressing the subject of security clearances.
Only one police commissioner in this country has a valid security clearance. It's the commissioner from the Northern Cape. No one else does. As a matter of fact, the DIVCOM of Crime Intelligence had a security clearance, but it wasn't a valid one. It was cooked. He now has a valid one. But the PCs in general shouldn't be in their positions.
National Police Commissioner Fani Masemola has responded. He's acknowledged there are documents outstanding, saying they're in the process of collecting them.
Yes, within the senior management, there are those that don't have, those that either they not submit the necessary documents. So in that regard, action is being taken. And as I talk now, I issued directive that all the 800 plus SMS members, those that don't have, they've been given time that by so date you must have submitted all the outstanding documents.
The government says it's assisting 11 South Africans affected by the disastrous earthquake in Myanmar. A massive emergency appeal has been launched, with authorities there confirming this morning that the death toll has now surpassed 3,000. The 7.7 magnitude quake struck the Asian country and its neighbours on Friday, leaving homes and buildings in ruins. Our international relations spokesperson Crispin Peary says they've reached out to officials abroad.
The government of the Republic of South Africa expresses its deepest condolences to the people of Thailand and Myanmar following the devastating earthquake that has resulted in a significant loss of life and extensive damage to property. The South African Embassy in Bangkok is aware of 11 South Africans who are affected by the earthquake and is rendering consular assistance to them.
Myanmar's ruling military has declared a temporary ceasefire against armed rebels in the country's civil war. It says the 20-day truce will allow relief efforts following last week's quake. And German police say 79 people have been arrested following a global crackdown on one of the largest child exploitation platforms in the world. Law enforcement teams from more than 30 countries teamed up to shut down the platform Kidflix. The site, which had nearly 2 million users, allowed offenders to stream and share abusive material since 2021. Investigators say they were able to identify almost 1,400 individuals who used the site. A recap of our lead story, SEP's management has come under fire in Parliament over its vetting procedures. That's it from the East Coast Radio Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.